Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Joining me on the phone today is Nicole Ng, co-founder of the Food Bank Singapore. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hey, Clarissa. Good afternoon.
I hope you are well.
Busy.
Busy and healthy.
Yes. All is good.
All right. Now tell us everything we need to know about the Food Bank Singapore. Why it was started, how it works, tell us everything.
Okay, so maybe just a little bit of a background. My brother and I founded the food bank in the year 2012. But taking you 80 years back, my grandfather actually started a food distribution business in 1939. So our food distribution has been in our bloodline, and therefore we felt that if we had a chance to give back to society, we wanted to do that as well. And in 2012, when two of us were working in the family business, we realized that a lot of food was being dumped on a daily basis, because I think Singaporeans were quite lucky. We've got ample access to great food. About 30% of food that's imported into Singapore is thrown away every year. But yet, on the other hand, we have close to maybe 600,000-700,000 people that is going hungry on a regular basis. So we wanted to put the two and two together, including activating our network of food importers, food distributors, to see if they can do something about the excess food instead of throwing it away. So our mission really started in 2012. We founded the food bank as an idea to give back and to volunteer. And after that, everything just blew out of proportion. So in the year 2012, we redistributed about 2 tons of food. And as of last year, we redistributed 802 tons of food. So it's 2 to 802. And if you ask me who are our beneficiaries, we currently serve in excess of 360 charity organizations that has feeding programs. And through the network, we actually have more than 250,000 people that we are able to reach out to as well. And we're part of the Global Food Banking Network. It's a global entity where our fellow food bankers will share best practices anywhere from the UK to America to South Africa. We all gather together and we share best practices very frequently. So we're part of a much bigger conglomerate, so to say, in a non-profit aspect. Yeah.
Okay, so do you feed vulnerable communities here as well as outside of Singapore?
No, we currently focus our efforts in Singapore very much. There isn't many organizations like us that is dedicated to 100% food. So I'm sure you have heard of people like Willing Hearts, for example. They are a great soup kitchen. They are Singapore's largest soup kitchen, in fact. And Uncle Tony's team is actually part of our network. So what happens is we are part of a greater supply chain, right? So if you imagine us, we're like this large-scale non-profit distributor where we can absorb thousands of cartons of food that we can redistribute to the smaller charities on the ground that does the different actions. So like Willing Hearts does the cooking, you've got family service centers that does the bundles distribution, etc. Yeah.
Does it come as a surprise to you that so many Singaporeans, myself included, did not realize that there were so many people in Singapore who need that kind of support to have a meal regularly?
Yes. Yeah, so I guess many of the listeners, they are from the business background, right? And
right.
In Singapore, we are so lucky to be a free port. A lot of stuff that we import is all tax-free, yeah, and food included. So actually, the cost of food in Singapore, I mean, let's just look at the hawker food, not from the hawker centers in the CBD areas, but in neighborhoods, right? We can still get a hot meal at $3. But if you try $3, you probably get half a donut and a washed out black coffee or something in the US. So we are very lucky to be able to have hot food, good food at affordable prices versus many other first world countries. So for my brother and I, we were just very, very surprised that there are people who are not able to feed themselves. But we also then realized that Singapore being a first world country, we are one of the few that doesn't have a minimum wage. We are also one of the few that doesn't have a poverty line. And therefore, it is hard for us to draw that line of who is in need and who's not in need. And the other important thing also is, I guess because there's no minimum wage, we don't know if we are paying enough to enable people to even fend for themselves and feed themselves. So I think the number is even greater, and we're seeing a lot of those cases surfacing actually during the circuit breaker period, actually. Yeah.
Right, okay. It does come as a surprise to me. I actually feel bad about it. So I'm glad that we're giving you voice on Money FM 89.3 so we can reach more business people and make them aware of it as well. Now, COVID-19, everyone's been impacted. How has the Food Bank Singapore been impacted by COVID-19?
Okay, so the first quarter of this year, our food bundle drive, which usually the corporates will gather some money and then the volunteers will get together to pack all these food bundles. Basically, that has dropped like 70% year on year from the same period. So even like food drives, it has also dropped like a good 80%. So food drives would be like, let's say, a bank gather people together, all the employees will go out to grab some stuff and then they all put it together at the company and they will go and pick them up. So our donations in kind have actually dropped significantly. And then secondly, even our volunteer pool has also dropped because of the social distancing efforts that's been in place. Yeah, and a lot of the corporates and schools have actually stopped people from coming out to volunteer, you know, just to keep everybody safe.
Sure.
And so with those two things, we have really seen a drop in the port and the food aid as well. But yet on the flip side, the number of people that's been reaching out for help has been increasing every single day. And in fact, because actually originally our standard operating procedure would be to work via charities, but now we have emails and phone calls, you know, and social workers reaching out directly to us every day saying that, hey, Food Bank, do you have food? Can you please feed someone from this block, this unit number? You know, there's husband and wife that has not eaten for 3 days, for 4 days, for 5 days. And in fact, actually yesterday, we just helped a team of six Vietnamese ladies that is being housed in a hotel right now. They have not eaten for 6 days. And they've been surviving on water and soda biscuits for like, I don't know how long. And so our team had to go out, and as long as you need food for sustenance, we will want to help any of those, whether it's anybody who has supported us through the economy growth and all that, and of course to the locals as well. So the demand has actually increased, yeah.
Okay. In that case, you've seen a drop-off of volunteers necessarily so because of the circuit breaker, and you've seen a drop-off of donations. How can we help you?
Yeah, so of course, if all of you have any ability, any dollar will go a long way, because we are calling out for cash donations right now simply because that's the easiest and the most flexible way for us to use the money. And no amount is too tiny or too small, because with that money, we are able to buy food at wholesale or importers' pricing, and then we can redistribute the dry goods rations. But importantly, with the Feed the City initiative that we actually started just about 10 days ago when we released to the media, we are actually using this dollar to buy food from the F&B establishment. And then we are feeding the people in need cooked food, because some of them are like children that has working parents, for example, and like 8-9 year olds, they're all stuck at home because of the homeschooling for the next couple of weeks, right? So we would rather give cooked meals. And so the Feed the City initiative is quite interesting, because we're taking all the donors' money, rechanneling it to the F&B businesses that really need this money right now, and then giving the people there a job as well. We will pick up the food and then redistribute those cooked food to the people on the ground. So this initiative actually started, really, we thought it was going to be a small initiative, but last Monday, we successfully redistributed 1,000 meals. And as of yesterday, which is like maybe 7-8 days in, we are distributing 7,000 meals. And it's very likely that we're edging up towards 10,000 to 15,000 meals every single day, door to door.
So give us the donation channels that we can all make donations to.
Yeah, we are very thankful to Giving.sg, because they have waived their fee for fundraising. So now we're channeling all our donations via Giving.sg for any of you that's listening. But if there are also large corporates that would like to give a one big donation, you can also then write to us at enquiries@foodbank.sg, or you can email directly to myself, which is Nicole, N-I-C-H-O-L @foodbank.sg. And I can actually match you up with the right team members. So just to let everybody know, our team is very, very small. I only have six full-timers. And we basically, if anybody of you are in the logistics business, we're looking for volunteers to do like the door-to-door distribution, especially if you have already been given the license to be an essential service. We'll be happy to take on anybody's help out there. And any F&B restaurants, if you're listening in right now, if you want to be a part of this program, please feel free to write to me as well. And I will put you directly in touch with our team.
All right. We are speaking with Nicole Ng, co-founder of the Food Bank Singapore. Now, clearly you need volunteers, and I'm hoping that someone in logistics or a few someones in logistics or some of the FMBs are listening in and they'll help you out. Now, the circuit breaker measures, once they are lifted, do you think this will become easier then for the Food Bank Singapore to get the donations, to get the volunteers back? Let's look past our circuit breaker.
Yes, I genuinely feel that once the social distancing eases off a little bit, we will get back our influx of volunteers, but it likely will not be like to the heyday or the days like that, because there are groups of the public that's also quite concerned about how it's being done. But things on how people will volunteer and how we are going to repack our food, for example, we have put safety measures as well, and I think that will stay continuously even after the circuit breaker is over. So I think all of us are being very careful about how we activate volunteers. Well, and so we are doing a shout out. If you want to volunteer with us, please reach out. And even after the circuit breaker eases, we'll welcome anybody to help us out as well. But on the other note, I feel that the feeding will have to continue even after the circuit breaker phase. And it does seem like it will be sustained for another 3 to 6 months before the rest of the economy picks up and things looks a little bit more normal by Q4.
Yep. All right. Now, something that has come into focus for a lot of Singaporeans are our foreign workers, the rate of infection among them through the dormitories. And a lot of us are wondering how we can reach out and help them. Is the Food Bank Singapore doing anything for them as well?
So together with the various ministries as well, the Food Bank has actually stepped up quite a bit to be one of the main coordinating bodies with regards to feeding. So as long as it's food related or feeding related, whether it's rations or cooked meals, we are there to help. And so in fact, we are helping some of the charities on the ground to feed some of these migrant workers. Till today, we've already been feeding about 1,000 meals a day, specifically to the migrant workers, and I'm doing a shout out right now. If there are any other smaller ground-up initiatives that find it difficult to get the meals out because you're not white labeled for volunteering during this period, please send in your request to us and we'll be happy to see how we can facilitate some of this feeding together with the donations that you have. Because I think there are people stuck with some money but cannot activate their volunteers to go door to door, for example. We'll be happy to see how we can activate those dollars into food so that we can actually feed the migrant brothers and sisters as well.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to add before I let you go?
Yes. I'd just like to say that as a fellow Singaporean, I'm very, very heartened to see the level of community spirit that has emerged out of this COVID-19 situation. And I think we are proving ourselves to be a far stronger team of people than just selfish Singaporeans that people know us as. And so I would just like to give a big thanks and gratitude to every single person that's living on this tiny island. And please, 加油 and continue to work hard. Yeah.
All right. Now, we've been speaking with Nicole Ng, co-founder of the Food Bank Singapore on the Soul of Business. Once again, if you want to make a donation to the Food Bank, you can do so through
giving.sg.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Nicole, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Larissa.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.